With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The City of Monterey has initiated a daily news briefing to update media on the city's response to the coronavirus. KAZU's Doug McKnight was on the first conference call and says it was an attempt to be both transparent and reassuring.
Monterey City Manager Hans Usler opened the briefing by emphasizing the importance of calming fears and letting residents know the city is responding to the spread of the virus.
As you know, there's a lot of angst out there.
The city has activated its Emergency Operations Center at the lowest level. The center has three departments. The first focuses on logistics, which supports emergency services.
We have enough firefighters under contract. We have enough police officers hired. So public safety, number one, is maintained.
The second department is intelligence, which coordinates information from federal, state, county, and local sources.
How are they doing? What is going on? How are we taking care of each other?
The last department is care and shelter.
Their task is to figure out how do we reach the most vulnerable population.
That department will focus on the city's homeless and caring for seniors who may not be closely following the spread of the virus.
They are our residents, first and foremost, and we need to take care of them.
Usler also reported that the Community Hospital of the Monterey Peninsula has tested 30 patients as of Monday, and none so far are positive. The hospital has a 240-bed capacity with some expansion possible. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.